of which 5 are direct motion and 3 are retrograde motions. 5 are direct, 3 are retrograde. It is very easy to understand that. The all motions are based upon the motion of the sun as a standard. The motion of the sun is steady, very steady. The sun rises every day, sets every day, moves extremely steadily. It does not change its path. He moves with perfect gati. So that is why he is given samagati. Sama. The motion of the sun is called like sama, like the perfect. It means perfect motion. Okay. Then after that, a planet can be slow, manda. Manda means slow. Extremely slow, mandatara.
Focus on the studies.
Mandatara. Extremely slow, mandatara. Okay? Then after that, slightly faster than sama. What is it called? Is there in the book?
Shigra.
Shigra means to go fast. Quickly. Come on. Shigra. Do something. Shigra means to move fast. Come on. Do it quickly. Is there Ati Shigra?
Shigra
Tara. Shigra Tara means extremely fast. Running. Anxiety. You are running. What happens to your... Now think of your heart. When you are walking normally, it's good for that. Okay? You walk a little slowly, very nice. When you walk a little slowly, you can think. You can think and walk. When you are walking extremely slowly, you must be either broken leg or you must be sick. Otherwise, why are you walking so slowly? Right? There is some sickness, back problem, some leg broken, some corn in the foot. That is why you are walking slowly. But when people do walk slowly, casually, what they call strolling, you know. Casually they walk, they are thinking. Don't you think that's more Jupiter kind of a walk? Among the slow planets, Jupiter and Saturn are slow. So Jupiter will indicate the slow walk, but it's thinking. Whereas extremely slow will be sick, like Saturn. Mandatara. So Mandatara is more like Shani. Manda is more like Guru. Thinking, huh? The guy is thinking. Sama is working very steadily, very focused, and he is going to achieve his target. Very focused. Sama. Best gati. When you are running slightly, you are doing things a bit fast. Then who is slightly fast? Mercury? Mercury is fast, like a child. Quickly you want to go, oh, I have to play, quickly get dressed, you know. There's an excitement in there. Oh, there's a party, let's get dressed quickly. Everybody's running right. Mercury. There's a happiness, there's joking, there's friends. You want to quickly do things. And you are running as if something urgent has come up. Like an ambulance running to save somebody. That's the moon. Rushing, flying. Oh my God, your heart is beating so fast. When you run like that, your heart is beating. It's not good for the heart. You have to slow down and rest. Otherwise, you'll fall sick. Could die. Only Chandra can run like that. You are not Chandra. So that is Mandatara. Shigratara. Now, come to the retrogrations. A planet starts to retrograde. When a planet retrogrades, it's moving, then it stops. Then it begins retrogression and it picks up speed. It is fully retrograding. And when it is opposite the sun, it is fully retrograde. Then it slows down, becomes still. And then again balance. So in retrogression, we have three kinds of situations. One, when the planet is completely stationary. Stationary has two situations. Changing from direct to retrograde or retrograde to direct. Nobody knows the mind of the planet.
because he's just standing and watching. When somebody is standing and watching, you don't know what is happening in his head. Very smart. The smartest among all the planets is the one who is quietly standing and watching. He can do anything. He's capable of anything. And the gati is said to be what? What is the name of the gati? Kutila. Kutila. Kutila means crooked, shrewd. You can't beat him. He's so smart, he'll outsmart you. And this word Kutila was used for Kautilya, Chanakya. Ati Kutila. If he's on your side, even if you have nothing, you will win. Two historical figures have been given this term Kutila. Krishna and Kautilya. Because whoever side Krishna will be, he will win. What a brain. What a capacity. He has the capacity. What is really happening in this gati is, if you see the planetary motions, the planet seems stationary. He's not moving. He's just standing there. But how can someone which is flying in the sky just stand like that? What sort of a power is that? Actually, he's not stationary. But he's not really stationary. He's actually moving at the same speed as the earth. When two people are walking side by side, for somebody who is very far away, it will look as if these two are stationary. But this person is walking exactly next to that other person and is telling something in the ears. So Kutila Gati has a tremendous power. Tremendous mental power. But execution power is not there. Because he is not moving. If you are not moving, you don't have execution power. But mental power is unmatched. Nothing in the world can match this power. Saturn becomes completely stationary for about 2 hours in so many years. Every year he is stationary for about 2 hours. And let us say in each Rashi of his, let us say his own sign, he'll be stationary in how many years? Let us say he's stationary in Aquarius for 2 hours. Again he will be in Kumbha Rashi next year for 2 hours. Then he leaves. After 27 years he will again be. And what is the chances that the person will have the Lagna of Aquarius? Because you need it in the Buddhi. You see the point? The point is Kutila Gati, when the planet is in Kutila, it's completely stationary. You have to be very careful with that planet. Is he on my side or is he on the enemy's side? If he is on the enemy's side, you must take Diksha and renounce warfare. Look at my advice. If the planet which is in Kutila Gati is completely stationary, renounce the world, take Diksha, live a very peaceful life, no battle. Somebody comes to fight with you, tell him take what you want. So a benefic planet in a Kendra in Kutila is good. Malefic planet in Dusthana in Kutila is good. 3, 5, 9, 11 are very peculiar places. They can switch sides at their own will, own sweet will. You really don't know which side they are playing. When a planet is in Kutila in 3, 5, 9 or 11, you don't know whose side is on. So now you understand the importance of Kutila Gati, the stationary planet. So till now, you see, every time you looked at a horoscope and a planet is... Firstly, none of you even saw what the planet is moving. Is it moving? It is stationary? It is retrograding? You don't even bother. Huh. You see retrograde because this Andrew software puts a hyphen after that. Otherwise, you won't even know it's stationary. And even when it is retrograde, you really don't know what is the meaning of retrograde. When a planet is retrograding, it's moving like Rahu. He's moving like Rahu. All retrograde planets are behaving like Rahu. They are copying Rahu. They are moving Rahu. Why are they moving like Rahu? Surya is going straight. Planets are supposed to go straight. So when they are retrograding, they are moving like Rahu. Vakragati. Vakragati is Rahu. He is behaving like Rahu. It is having a lot of desire. Very strong desire. And the desire is a very powerful thing. Very powerful thing. When you have very strong desire, you can do anything to achieve it.
So retrograde planets are very careful. You have to be double careful, triple careful, because a retrograde planet is 3 times stronger than the normal planet. Because not only, because he's moving in the reverse direction, he is willing to destroy the world for what he wants. He's being a Grahu. I will destroy everything. I need my stuff. Retrogrades are not good. In spiritual life, we say retrogrades are not good. You are taking the path of Rahu, which is not good. Not good. Don't take that path. Then, after it has reached the climax of retrogression, it starts slowing down. Then there is a time before it becomes stationary. After full retrogression is stationary, there is a time of slowing down. So somewhere we say,
Mandavakra, is it? Or Anuvakra?
Anuvakra. Anuvakra means slow retrogradation. Slowly he is retrograding. Means he is changing the path. He had a strong desire, now he is willing to give it up.
I wanted to buy Ferrari, but I will settle for Toyota. It's okay.
That is Shukra. Shukra retrograding very hard. I need Ferrari.
And then Anuvakra Shukra, okay. I like Ferrari very, very much, but I'll settle for Toyota. You see the difference?
A fully retrograde Shukra will not compromise. He will want what he wants. Now, Kutilani, the shrewdness of the brain,
which can play both sansara as well as spiritual. He has tremendous spiritual knowledge, but in matters of material world, his brain is super sharp. Who is that planet? Is it not Venus?
Among the two gurus, there is a Jupiter and there is a Venus. Among the two gurus, because the gurus have brains. Brains are really with the gurus.
You go to somebody who has knowledge and brains. So Shukra is the one which has got brains, but Shukra's brain is both for the material world as well as the spiritual world. And in the material world, Shukra's brain is tremendous. Nobody can deal with people like Shukra. Therefore, this Kutila Gati is said to be like Shukra. It is the blessings of Shukracharya.
So the eight kinds of motions are eight blessings.
Or curses, you may call it.
Because Mandatara is definitely a curse. If you cannot move, you are barely able to walk through life like that. That's like a curse.
Mandatara is Shani.
Manda is Guru. Sama is Surya. Then Shigra is Mercury.
Ati Shigra
is Chandra. Now we have got Kutila, which is Shukra, and we have Vakra, which is Rahu, and the one in between, Anuvakra, is who? Ketu. Shuch Ketu.
Mars is right.
Ketu doesn't have any Gati. Why? Because he is going upwards. When you are standing on the ground and you look at something going upwards, you can't really see. Technically, he is just on the same spot. Although he is rising upwards, he is actually on the same spot. He is not going in any direction. That's why a Gati is not attributed as a blessing of Ketu. If Ketu blesses you for Gati, you will get spiritual Gati. Very interesting. You see, that is why Moksha Karaka has been kept out of this. Had they put him here, then it would be confusing. How these are Ashta Samsara Gati. Ashta Samsara Gati, the eight gatis of samsara. So now you have understood the gatis of the planets. Today when you go back, since you all like looking at your own horoscopes, could you kindly check up, those of you who have laptops in the room, could you check up and mark your planets? There is a software which will tell you whether it is Samagati or Antiyokara, things like that. See if the software is telling you. Because what they do, there is something called average motions of planets. The software calculates that. And based upon their average motion, they actually have this.
But I do not know how many softwares actually have a table of Ashtagati. They should supposed to make it. In the tradition, you are supposed to make Ashtagati table. It is very important. You should know
which grah is in what gati. Which planet is taking you in which direction of life.
Seventh Lord Vakri. What does that mean? It means a strong desire to get married. Venus Vakri, strong desire to get married. So that means you will, why do you have such a strong desire to get married? Because you are not married. A person who is married will have a strong desire to get unmarried.
So retrogression is a serious problem.
Strong desire to get married, then strong desire to get unmarried, then again strong desire to get remarried, then again,
what is going on here? This is Rahu. This is complete Rahu's madness. Venus retrograde, and never ending desire.
Mercury retrograde,
money, money, money. Jupiter retrograde, sun, sun, sun.
My son, your son, his son, whose son.
Jupiter retrograde in a bad house. I want a son very desperately.
You have about 15 daughters. No, 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 I want a son. Okay, now 17th daughter. Now please, I want a son. Okay, 27th daughter. Then the frustration of Daksha. The Daksha Prajapati's frustration you will have.
27 daughters, and then you look for the husband to marry them. You don't have the money, so you find one husband who can look after all of them.
And then you had it.
Right, Daksha Dosha. That means you will have only daughters.
27 daughters are his. Nakshatras are his daughters. And then 28th was born again somewhere.
Pata nahi kahan se aaya.
Right. What a problem.
And we have to account for that.
Okay. So did you get the point?
Yeah. Saturn is sick. So when a planet is very, very slow, it indicates sickness. Or like walking like a sick man, a lame person. You can't get anything done.
You're so slow, everybody else has gone and got married and has kids and all. You are like waiting, okay, I will get married. I will marry.
How to push Saturn? I mean, think about it.
How
Saturn
you...
Saturn and people.
Saturn and people, how to push them?
You are assuming that Aquarius Lagna people are slow, or what are slow? Or Aquarius Rashi people are slow?
We are all slow.
Don't blame individuals. There is nothing called a Saturn person.
We all have Saturn lording some houses of our horoscope. In those matters, we are slow. All of us have Shani.
Why are you telling me only? All women say husband is Shani. Married, before marriage, his guru, as soon as they get married, he becomes Shani. Typical dialogue. What happened to you after marriage?
See?
You should talk to. See, the problem with women and men. Men have Venus as Karaka for marriage before marriage and after marriage. Women have Karaka for spouse, Venus before marriage, Jupiter after marriage. So if the husband does not change from Venus to Jupiter, he has had it. And if he changes from Venus to Jupiter, he has had it. Because then there is no spark. What to do? What to do? Every I should do special consulting.
You come
here
to
go up.
You come
here
to go up.
Yeah.
Ketu
and?
Go up, you see.
Yeah. That is the escape route we all see. So we have studied these. Right now, stationary, I talked a little about the stationary planets and the moving planets. Now, this is the way, those bodies that continuously move through the nakshatras in the zodiac are called graha or planets. The definition of a graha is that it should be continuously moving through the nakshatra. Not the rashi. You observe the word that is used. A graha is one who moves through the nakshatra. Not through, the word uses not through the rashi. Keep that in mind.
That means there is something called samanya shastra. What is samanya shastra? The entire knowledge of the nakshatras and the planetary motions in the nakshatras, the transits of the whole nakshatra jyotish is called samanya shastra, which you are supposed to learn before starting Brihat Parashara Parashara.
So I recommend go back and read about nakshatras. And the Bhachakra zodiac is defined by the 27 nakshatras. It is not defined by the rashis.
And how are the rashis defined?
We have done that, right? In the lessons. What is a rashi?
A rashi comprises of 9 nakshatra pada.
So the nakshatras combine to make a rashi.
How is Mesha formed? 4 padas of Ashwini, 4 padas of Bharani, and the first of Kritika. Now, if all nakshatras have the 4 padas as Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, so if you take the total number of karma padas in Mesha Rashi, then you will see there is 3 Dharma, 2 Artha, 2 Kama and 2 Moksha. So what is predominating?
Dharma.
Dharma is in excess. Dharma is one more. That is why the dominating guna of Mesha is Dharma or Agni. That is how we derive. Why is Aries a fire sign? It is derived. For us, everything is derived.
Rashis are created from nakshatra. You know, na? Lordship of planets. Why planets lord the rashis? Which rashi?
Anyone who doesn't know. Quickly, don't feel ashamed. Ask me now.
If you ask me after 3 years, I'll throw you out of the fence. You don't know? Okay. This is the circle of the nakshatras. And the circle of the nakshatras was broken into rashis. Okay? This is the like this, there are so many rashis, you can see that, okay? How are the rashis formed? How are the rashis formed?
9 padas is equal to 1 rashi. And how did we arrive at the fact that each rashi has to be 30 degrees?
Sun motions of 1 degree
would be.
Sun
motion
what you see every day, so 30 degrees for 1 month.
In one rashi.
In one
rashi. Why not 45 days and 45 days in one rashi? Who said conjunctions? Correct answer. Correct answer.
Correct answer.
The original derivation is based upon Amavasya to Amavasya. When the sun and moon conjoin to another sun-moon conjunction, the sun has moved 30 degrees. Therefore, one rashi is defined as one conjunction to another conjunction. Okay? So 30-30 degrees rashis we are having. Did you get the point? How is the originally it is derived?
Why it should be 30 degrees, why not 45 degrees?
Because the sun, by the time the sun and moon make one conjunction, and by the time they make another conjunction, the sun has moved forward by an average of 30 degrees. Therefore, 30 is taken by as a rashi, or the meeting point between the sun and the moon. Very good answer. You have been reading. Shows how many of you have been reading the lessons.
These lessons were all given. Okay. Now,
the sun is the overlord of the whole zodiac, right? All the rashis are, he is the owner of the rashis. Every rashi, the sun is the first owner. It is his property.
Kumbha Rashi, first owner, Surya. Makar Rashi, first owner, Surya. And what is the name of the Surya who is owning Makar Rashi? Bhaga, Twastra, Vishnu. These are the names of the sun god who is owning this 12 Rashis. This is his property.
If he was not the first owner, how come he is the Karaka of the Lagna? Tomorrow when your Lagna comes to Makar,
somebody let us say has Kumbha Lagna. So who is the Karaka for that? Twastra, Surya. Surya is the Devata and the particular form is Twastra. He is the Karaka. It is his property. He will decide what will happen to the property. You want good health, you worship Twastra. After that, son gets tired. Now, there must be government. So, he says, among the signs which has the throne, among the signs which has the throne, I will derive the throne later, now I don't have time. He gives this sign to himself. And the adjoining one prior to that is given to the moon. Right? And between this and this is divided into two halves from 0 degrees Leo to 0 degrees Aquarius. Two halves.
Okay.
This half from 0 degrees Leo to 0 degrees Aquarius is sun, is controlled by the sun. And this, in the reverse, is controlled by the moon. And moon says reverse. Remember we did direct from the sun and reverse for the moon?
Yeah.
Right? Thereafter, the planets in their order of distance from the sun are allocated adjacent signs. So, who is the closest to the sun? Mercury. So, shall we give this sign to Mercury? And this sign also to Mercury? After that, who is the next closest?
Venus.
After Mercury will be Venus. And here will be Venus. After that?
Mars.
We'll have Scorpio, which is after Libra. And from here, before Taurus, it will be Aries. After Mars is?
Jupiter.
The next two signs will be given to Jupiter. And finally, Saturn. Did you see how the ownership of the signs was allocated?
Yes. The ownership of the signs is on the basis of the distance from the sun.
If this is hot, if this is hot, this will be cold. Distance from the sun. This is the hottest point, that is the coldest point. Easy to remember now?
Okay. Clear now on the ownership, clear on the Rashi length, clear.
Basics, I want basics very strong. So you need to understand the Bha Chakra was formed by the
nakshatras. And these nakshatras each, they joined into groups.
So when Ashwini, Bharini joined with one pada of Kritika, so can I say that Kritika had to be broken? Kritika had to be broken and 1/4 was given to Aries and 3/4 was... So Kritika is a Khandita nakshatra. Khandita, broken. It's a broken nakshatra. Now if your heart is in Kritika, your heart will be broken.
Think about it. Khandita nakshatra.
Incomplete. Because one is there and one is here.
So there are many nakshatras at the border
which are having three on one side and one on another side. That only the nakshatras Chitra, Dhanishta and Mrigashira are having two on either side. Means they are exactly broken from the center. It is very badly broken. And that is why those nakshatras are really broken nakshatras. For example, people say that trines are very good. When one planet and another planet are in trines, similar kind, it is good.
For example, you can say Hasta, one planet in Hasta, and one planet in Shravana Nakshatra is very good. But a planet in Chitra and a planet in Dhanishta are deadly enemies. You see, you cannot blindly take trines to be good. If they are in Chitra, Dhanishta, they are deadly enemies. So the knowledge of Nakshatra is very important, and you have to read Brihat Nakshatra, and I will teach more of Nakshatra. As we learn Parashara, then I will go and teach Nakshatra. Nakshatra is very deep knowledge. You have to learn about trees and plants, biology,
zoology.
Basically, biology is Nakshatra and zoology is Rashi. This is more interesting. Okay? So now, this is how you can see there are four padas in each and you can see the nakshatras. It's a very nice picture, right? Freedom did this for me. Nice, it was a nice picture. So what happens is, if you have a big chart like this, okay, and you place each planet over here properly, yeah? So you know which planet is, let us say I have Mercury in 13 degrees, 20 minutes. So I can say this is 10. So my Mercury is somewhere out here, is it? It's here. Okay? Somewhere right in the middle, over here. So I can write Mercury over here. I can see it is in Leo. It is in Purva Falguni Nakshatras, first. And from here itself, I can take out the Navamsha. You see this number? 5. It's a Navamsha. Very interesting. So a chart like this gives you a complete picture of your planetary positions. And you get an understanding of how these planets are placed in Nakshatra and Rashi and everything. Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. So you should go back, take a printout of this, take the picture out. Should remind me for download. I should give this for download. Okay. Now he talks of the Rashis. The Bhat Chakra is divided into 12 signs having Mesha etc. as the names. Arka and other Graha have well-known names. Now, Parashara uses the name Arka. And we people from Kalinga Desha, the land of the sun god, we worship him as Arka. Exactly as Parashara has said, from generations. We call him Konarka. Because Konarka is the name which is associated with the Pranapada. The Pranas come from Konarka. Please read my article on Pranapada in collected papers. Collected papers in Vedic Astrology. That is my article. Very detailed article. Please read it. Here are the Rashi. Mesha, Vrishabha, Mithuna, Karka, Simha, Kanya, Tula, and other names. You have done these names, right?
Yeah.
So I will go faster. Next he talks of Udaya Lagna. Udaya Lagna is a sign which is rising or which is in the eastern horizon. What do you mean by rising? What really does it mean by rising?
Astronomically, you mean?
Yeah.
It means it's on the planet is at the
eastern the horizon. The sign is in the eastern horizon. So basically this is the east. So the sign is in the eastern horizon and it is actually going up. It's not just there. It is actually going up. In the eastern horizon, it is going up. So if I were to look at a point over there, it will start going up. Like that. Okay? So it is rising. Going up. On the western horizon, what is there? If you just keep your eyes fixed at a point, it will go down. That is why that is called descendant. Descending. Asta. Setting. So when the sun is in the east in the morning, he is rising. First you can see little sun in the east. Just a small tip. Then slowly it will go up and the full sun will become visible. Then it goes like that, over the head, goes to the west. And in the west, he starts going down, descending. Get the idea? That is why east is called ascending, ascendant. It is not that it is in the east. What is happening is going up. And why is it going up? So the earth is moving down.
So Earth is actually, the planet is not going up. We are descending. That is why the planet is ascending. And why is this going down? Because we are ascending in the west. So we ascend in the west and we descend in the east. This is an important part of Vastu. So you got the concept about Udaya Lagna. Udaya Lagna is the praiseworthy one. Praiseworthy one. Udaya Lagna is praiseworthy one. It means every planet which is in Lagna must be praised. Every planet which is there must be praised, because it is there. It is sitting in the house of praise. You must praise it. If you don't praise him, and if you curse him, you will get the curse on your own head. Let us say you have Saturn in Lagna, and every day you say this useless, stupid Saturn is not with me. Within very short time, people will start calling you useless Saturn, useless fellow is doing nothing. Very short time. You have Venus in Lagna, start cursing Venus. Short time, people will start cursing you. Just try it. Try it and see. So if you have Shani Lagna, you have Shani in Lagna, never curse Saturn. If Shani is aspecting the Lagna also, do not curse Saturn. Careful. For if you curse the planet that is in the ascendant or is aspecting the ascendant, you will be cursed. Welcome back, Shiva. Did you understand? This is how you must learn about Udaya Lagna. So what did the Agnihotri priests and the Vedic rishis do? They waited for the sun to rise. For all, sun is called Div. Div means the giver of the day. Div means light. All the Deva are coming through the Div. That is the door of the Deva. The Devas just cannot come into your life. They come through the sun. Because that is where the light is. So when they waited, as soon as the sun, the first ray of sunlight started, they will say, Om, welcome, Aruna, please come. First ray, they waited, calmly they will wait in meditation. The first ray will come to the sun. They don't wait for the sun to go up. His entry, as soon as he comes, you know the king is coming. He has entered the gate, you start playing the music. You don't wait for the sun, the king to come out and then suddenly start blasting the music on his ears. Right, what do? You play, right? Start playing, he's entered the gate. And as he comes, you start singing the praises, his praise, because he's there. So you start singing his praise, because the sun is there. And then you open the doors for all the other devas. So the Gayatri was sung at that time, at the first light. So what is the time of sunrise? When we must sing, the first light, the first ray of the sun that shall reach earth. That is defined as the visibility of the upper limb of the sun. And that is the definition of the rishis. That is the definition of Varahamihira. After Varahamihira, roughly about 100 years back, they started playing around with other definitions. And now we have a bunch of definitions in every astrological book. Even the Jehovah which you take, the standard thing will be something else. You have to go there and change the preferences, otherwise your sunrise is wrong, all the other calculations, all the Upagraha calculations, everything is wrong. Because once sunrise is wrong, everything is wrong. You have to change it to visibility of the upper limb of the sun, as soon as he starts singing. And whichever deva's praise you sing at that point of time shall bless you during the daytime. So what they will sing? They will sing the hymns of the Navagraha, they will sing the hymns of the Devatas, they will sing the hymns of the Adi Pratyadi Devatas, they will sing all the hymns. That is how the Rigvedic people lived. So at least in your horoscope, if you have a planet in Lagna, a planet aspecting Lagna, there you go. Sing the hymns of the Vedas in the morning. And you will see that Graha will be fantastic.
is the ultimate remedy.
Ultimate. I have Jupiter in Lagna. What mantra I must do every morning?
Vrishabham charshaninam vishvarupam madadhyam brihaspatim varenyam.
What is the other mantra I can do?
Brihaspati yati adaryo arhadyu madvibhati kratumajjaneshu yadvida yachavasatta prijata tadasmasu dravinam dehi chitram.
This is asking Brihaspati for wealth, dravinam.
Wealth and this and that, sansari things.
I don't know. And then whatever you give, just I'm happy. I'd rather have your blessings.
Don't you think that is more important?
So, it is a good thing to know all the hymns, Vedic hymns of the Grahas, right?
So what should you do now?
You should make a list of the Grahas, Vedic, Rig Vedic mantras. Okay. So that is another thing on the homework, a list that has to be prepared by you. So the most important part, what happens when the sun rises? Just the first light comes. Suddenly it was pitch dark and you could not see. And when the first ray of light came, you saw, oh, this is a tree. I can see the leaf. I can suddenly see the bird. The form. You can see each other. You can see what dresses you are wearing, what clothes you are wearing, the form. And what was that? The sun was in the first house, Lagna. Therefore, Lagna shall represent the form. And the giver of that form shall be the light of the sun, Agni.
Agni shall give the form.
And Agni is of two kinds. One is heat and one is light.
Heat, Agni, is symbolized by Mars.
And light, Agni, is symbolized by Venus.
Sun is the giver of light. Your eyesight is sun. Eyes are Venus. Ye chashmish jo hai na, shukra deta hai. Magar drishti surya deta hai.
If you are having bad eyesight, if you are going blind, whom must you worship? Savitur.
Savitur is the god, sun god who gives eyesight. The vision, the power to see everything. And therefore enlightenment. What is enlightenment? It comes from knowledge. What is knowledge? The power to see with the third eye. No, there is one more.
How many Savitur Mikaitris do you want? Tar Savitur Vredi Mahe Vayam Devasya Bhojanam.
Do you know that?
Rigveda is different, you have to learn properly. Find a guru who will teach you Rigveda properly.
Chalo, next.
Chakshur no Devi Savitur.
Hopefully today by the grace of the sun we will have more stable light. Varna in sabko bitha karke Gayatri Mantra karwana padega. Whole staff have to be made to sit down and do Gayatri Mantra.
Then only we will have light. They will become conscious that this place needs light. So now next is to know the names of the Adityas, the next light, which I don't have to go through because you know. Have you realized the importance of these Adityas?
How important they are, everything they are giving.
If Lagna is my body, seventh is the body of my spouse, fourth is the body of my mother, ninth is the body of my father. Third is the body of my siblings. Fifth is the body of my children. In the case of women, ninth is the body of the children. Why?
Remember to ask this next year. I have to show you why and how.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I'll prove it to you. Okay?
Why 9,000 is seen for children, for women? Everybody knows this. Anyone who has studied Jyotish will know. But I'll explain to you why. Now, Parjanya, giver of rainfall, like that. Vivaswan is the father of Yama. If this is the father, where is his son? 5,000 from there, which is?
Makara.
Bhaga is not his son. Bhaga is the Surya Dev. If Vivaswan is in Kanya, the 5th house from this is Makara. His son. Who is his son? Yama. Yama is sitting in which sign? In Capricorn, in the southern direction. Okay? These are all Adityas. They are the fathers. You too have a father who created you based upon your lagna. Can you tell me the name of your father? What is the name of your father?
My father?
Tell me.
Jiya? This Rajveni.
I don't find it. Bata. Father ka naam kyun nahi dikhai de raha?
Anshuman.
So you're Dhanu lagna.
No, I'm Virgo lagna.
Then how come there is your father? Who is your father if you're Virgo?
Who
is your father? That is not your father. Your father in this life was the father in the last life. You have to prove it to me if you use the word father.
Fifth house is future.
So your son will always be your son in every life. Who is your father? Your father is he who gave you the lagna. What is lagna? Lagna is the eastern horizon. In the eastern horizon, what is happening? If you think of the eastern horizon, visualize it. Look, think that you are standing in an ocean and in the east, like Jagannath Puri. I went to Puri shore to understand what is this eastern horizon. Then Gurudev would say, look at the eastern horizon. Can't you see the sky? Start from the sky. Go down, 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 down. Can you see the sky? Yes, I can see the sky. In the east, I can see the sky. Can you see earth? Now go, 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 go. I can see earth. Where are the earth and the sky? Where are they meeting? Where is the earth and sky meeting? In the eastern horizon. Mother is the earth and sky is the father. And they are meeting in eastern horizon. And where the father and mother shall meet, there you will be born. Therefore, this is you. If this is your lagna, this is you. And who was your father? Vivaswan was your father. And similarly, we have to find the name of the mother earth. Because when the sky father, Akash's father, and the earth mother will meet, you will be born. That is the you, real you. And this is your nature. Now you must read more about Vivaswan to know more about your father. What is the nature? It's a form of Surya. What is his nature? What is he? Because you are of the nature of your father. Don't forget that. The real genetic code comes from here. What is my nature? My nature is that of Vishnu. Pisces. That is my lagna. What is your nature?
Datta.
Datta Aditya. Each one, that is our real father. He created us. He is the one who created. Your physical father and mother were only instruments for the delivery system. There is a whole process that has gone to your creation. It's a very big process. Don't get so attached to the delivery process and forget the ones who really created you. So, if you can praise He who created you and thank Him for creating you, don't you think He will protect your body? Don't you think He will protect your life? Good. This you know. We have done this yesterday. But in some more detail today. All knowledge of nakshatra, that devata, trees, associated, etc. is commonly known as Samanya Shastra. In this shloka, Parashara has specifically told that all these things you must study before proceeding further. So, before you come for PJC year 2A, please try to read this up. Now, what are the things I need you to read? I need you to know the names of the nakshatra. I want two schemes. 27 nakshatra scheme, 28 nakshatra scheme. Make a list of things you must know. I want 27 nakshatras came, 28 nakshatras came. You must know the devata of every nakshatra. Please do not tell me Vimshottari lordship. If you do that, I will ask you Ashtottari lordship. And if you can tell me Ashtottari, then I will ask you Dwadashottari lordship. And if you can do that, I will tell you Ardra nakshatra, nakshatradi lordship. So there is no end to this. So don't tell me planetary lords. Planets cannot lord nakshatras. Nakshatras are above the planets. Planets are in Bhuvaloka. There is a Bhuloka, Earth. We are in Earth. Bhuloka, Earth plane. Then there is a Bhuvaloka. The lord of Bhuvaloka is called Bhuvaneshwara. And Bhuvaneshwara is Surya. And he controls the Navagrahas who are moving in Bhuvaloka. And above them is the Nakshatra. How can he who is on top be controlled by he who is on bottom? Nakshatras cannot be lorded by the planets.
So what is the meaning of the planetary lordship as given in these, in the materials? When you go through Nakshatra, it shows planetary lordship. 3, 4, K2, 3, 4.
That is to basically give you an idea of the Trinity nature. They are really not the lordships.
The Trinity is a 3, 3, 3.
3, 3, 3.
Grouping of the Nakshatra.
Exactly. We are grouping them in 9, 9, 9. So that we understand Gandanta. That is why we are doing 3, 3, 3. Ashwini starts at 0 degrees and Magha starts at 0 degrees of Leo. There is a similarity between Ashwini and Magha. Actually, they are totally different.
But they are not Ketu-ish in nature.
No. Ashwini is healing. Ashwini is a divine physician. You want to learn medicine, you want to learn Ayurveda, pray to the Ashwini's knowledge will come to you. You pray to the Lord of Magha, you will be very good at killing, not healing. Magha is ruled by the Pitris. They rule the sword which kills. That is how you become a king. Who is a king who can give punishment and kill the offender and kill the enemies? The power to kill comes from Magha. The power to save comes from Ashwini. How are they similar? They are totally different. These are divine physicians. They are beautiful. They are twins. Dashra and Asatya. They are the sons of Suryadev who are born from Sangya. You know Sangya, right? Sangya is his wife. Suryadev's wife is Sangya. And when she separated from him and she had gone away to her father because this guy is too much tejas. You understand what that means, right? And imagine a little 5 feet sweet little girl but to marry is a hulk of a 7 feet hulk like that. She'll run away. Right. That was the situation. So when she ran away to her father, Baba, I can't deal with this guy. So what she did, she left her shadow behind. And the shadow is called Chaya. So Chaya became very clever and said, oh, I look like her. So the sun god can't make out the difference because he comes home only at night. And at night it's all dark. And he can't see. Physically, how can you see when it's dark? So she's lived over there and lived with him and produced babies. She produced 2 babies. And in the meantime, something happened and Yama finally, the whole thing happened. Surya found out, oh my God, my wife has left me. I should go and get her. So then he goes to get his wife and she says, no, I will not come back. Baba, I can't deal with your tejas. So then he forces that, no, we need to transform. So she says, I will transform into a horse. And he transforms into a stud. And so both of them mate. Horse and this thing is what? Sagittarius, right? So the mating happened in Sagittarius. So where will the children be produced? Aries, Ashwini. Get the point? And those twins were born. That is why they were horse-headed twins.
Ashwini.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
And they have the power of healing because they are the sons of Suryadev. And they have the supreme knowledge of Suryadev. And 2 of them have 2 very rare talents. What are the 2 talents of Suryadev? His hobbies. 2 hobbies he has got. One was the horse form that he took. So one of them is superb at handling horses, chariots, cars, vehicles. He can repair any vehicle, repairing vehicles, repairing the car, the bicycle breaks down and then you repair it. Can you do that? Small repairing and all that? No, so you're not good at that. So you're not one of them. The other one is superb in astrology and healing and things like that.
But I'm not Ashwini.
You are not a?
I'm Bharani, I'm not a stream.
You are Bharani. Okay. So we come to Bharani then, the next son of Surya Dev. Remember this, these are all sons of Surya. Mm-hmm. Bharani is ruled by Yama. He was the son of Surya who told the father the truth. This shadow is not your wife. Your wife, which is my mother, has run away from home because she can't tolerate your tejas.
But Bharani said that.
Bharani had the courage to say that. And then there was a big fight between father and mother. And to prove that he is the truth, he went and kicked his stepmother. And then the stepmother Chaya cursed him. And so his legs started getting diseased, the leg with which he had kicked the mother. But Surya knew that my son has spoken the truth. Because if this was his mother, he would never kick his mother. That is how he went. So the son always favors Yama. Always. And therefore he was appointed as the chief of the dead. Pretadhipati. When the souls will die, he shall be in charge again. Big responsibility. If he likes, he can remove your punishments. What powers he has got. Someday I'll tell you more about each of these devas. You see, Jyotish learning requires learning about all these devas. When you know, you understand more. Okay. So, in the D12, someday you will learn Dwadasamsha. If somebody has Yama Dwadasamsha, that means he is loved by his dad, but he hates his mom.
Interesting.
Very interesting. So you need to know the nakshatra, because if you don't know nakshatra, the Ashwini and Bharani are completely different. Ashwini and Magar are totally different.
So we should disregard the planetary association.
No, you need the planetary association to have the number.
Just the
numbers. Actually, I want the numbers in your head. One, if you put one in Magar, then put one in Ashwini, put one in Mula. For me, the number is important. I don't care much about the... You know, the way my head is configured, the way I have been taught, is the numbers. For me, they are all numbers. Okay, which nakshatra is 25?
Purvabhadra.
Uttara Bhadra or Purva?
Purva
Bhadra. Uttara is 26. Revati 27. See, for me, the number. So the way we test is, put the numbers on top and the name of the nakshatra. Make cards, put the number on top and the name below. And shuffle and pick up random. Quickly you will learn. Very quickly. Learn the names. The names you must know. Okay? Then you will learn other things. Okay, then you need to know the plants associated. What are these plants? What are these trees? Where do they grow? What are equivalent trees? What family they belong to? What plant grows in India and it doesn't grow there? So what are the equivalent in some other country where you live? I want to know the 27 plants. You should have a 27 plant list for your country. You can't take I'll give you an example. The bay tree, which grows so profusely in India, will not grow in America. Will not grow anywhere in Europe. So, if you want to make an offering to Lord Shiva, how will you do it? So, you need to find the family. Okay? It's a nice thing to learn. It's a very, very nice. You should know the family. Once you know the family of trees, then you know which tree can I plant in my backyard, which will protect my life. I know my tree. Kadamba. My tree is Kadamba, the round flowers. If I plant that tree in my backyard, my health will be good, my life is protected. Because my Janma Nakshatra is Satavishaj. My longevity will be there, I will be protected. The tree will protect me. Before I die, the tree will die. So I will do some mantras and I will tie the tree with the red. You have seen many people? Sometimes you go to people trees and all, they try. So you tie it with the red thread, you worship it for protection. Raksha Bandhan, some of your sister ties in your hand, like that you tie on the tree. Raksha, please protect me. Did you understand what we do? It is an old practice to ask the trees for protection.
And they are very giving up.
Okay. So you have to know all the planetary positions and you have to do all the calculations properly before you know that. Now the softwares are doing this, so I am not going into calculations. He says that you should have learnt all this prior to coming for BPHS. Okay. Now Samyoga. I think I can skip this. This one I can skip. I don't need to do this. This is well recorded and I think you can go through this thing. The recording. I'll skip all this. You take a break.
And so what is the difference between Samyoga and Sambandha?
You cannot have a Sambandha without a Samyoga concept. How can we have Sambandha if two people don't even know each other?
Sambandha
are four solid types. Okay. 400 solid types of Sambandha. And you can't have a Sambandha unless there is Samyoga. That means unless the planets are coming towards each other. And even in the Sambandha, you need to know, are they moving towards each other, are they going away from each other, those details. That is a part of Surya Siddhanta. So these phases are all from Surya Siddhanta. So they are not in BPS. It's not in the first year. So it is all recorded. It will be available in the website. You can go through this point, just going through this. Because
how the planets are moving closer. When I have 5 weeks, 6 weeks, then I have nothing to do, then I can sit and teach this. I have limited time, so I have to focus on what is priority. The BPHS itself is priority for me. Okay? So we take a break?